And men in shorts are awful, especially the older men with skinny white legs and leather shoes and socks. Pretty bad, says Anna. Yeah, I wonder has Alison Spittle got an opinion on men in shorts. How are you doing, Alison?
I'm great, lovey. I'm great. Well, to be honest with you now, I never had an opinion on men on shorts, but I've been debating in my head for the past 2 minutes now, listening to the pros and cons about men in shorts. My granddad is a big fella now into the shorts.
Is he?
But he's more of a loose short type of man. Yeah. Do you know what he wears? His kind of fashion now is stuff that he got on holiday about 20 years ago, t-shirt wise, you know, so maybe some Olympics or something like that in the 80s, and a nice old loose brown short and good Birkenstocks.
Right.
I've only got my first ever pair of Birkenstocks this year. He's dead right. Incredible comfort.
Aren't they? Yeah, I was nearly thrown out of the office when I told them upstairs that I wore Birkenstocks. And one member of the team said that was a deal breaker. If they were, you know, dating a guy and he arrived at some stage in a pair of Birkenstocks, that'd be it. Gone. That'd be him gone.
Oh, yeah, because you need a man that's uncomfortable, don't you? That's what I want in a man, is a look of discomfort, generally.
listen, we've loads to talk about, not a lot of time. So let's get to it. So you were over in London for Euro 2020, or were you? Were you somewhere else for it?
I was. My dad is English. Like, my dad used to live in Ireland and was a big, he's English. He used to live in Ireland, used to put the England flags outside the house. That's how mad into England he was. He still is mad into them. And I was very torn, Ray, because, like, you know, I wanted him to win. Like, my boyfriend said to me when I was leaving the house to go watch the match with my dad, he said, I hope they win for your dad's sake, but for everybody else's sake, I hope they don't win. So... It was God love him. And it was hard when I went to penalties. My dad needed the toilet at the start of penalties. He was going to run upstairs and go, and he couldn't. He kept coming back down. And as soon as the Italian fella saved the last penalty, his phone just pinged off. There was like text after text after text from my Irish uncle, from my Irish granddad. They're all a bit of crack in their minds, but my dad was very sad. I would admit it.
I'd say he was gutted.
Oh, he was. He was gutted, yeah.
And then the weather reflected the mood of the nation.
Oh, it did. It's been raining non-stop here. Oh, like, it's actually like walking through a shower. Do you know, if you've ever wanted to have the feet, do you ever go into a shower and you're like, I wonder what this be like in my clothes? It'd be like last Monday in London. Like, it was just terribly rainy. Big globs of it. I felt like I was in a romantic comedy and somebody, some fella was going to sweep me off my feet.
Because the rain, you're right, I never thought about it. The rain in movies is not a natural rain. It's coming from that machine, isn't it?
Yeah, they might as well be doing the ice bucket challenge when they're doing the kissing in the rain.
Which brings us nicely on to your is this your first appearance on the big screen?
This is my second appearance on the big screen, and unfortunately, no shifting for me in this film now, Ray. But if anyone wants to write one and put like Colin Farrell, like if you could do a nice thing, I'll be very up for that. I'm up to reading scripts, but this is called Bicycle Thieves Pumped Up, and it's all about the terror of having your bicycle stolen and one woman's search for her bicycle. It's played by main lady is Roxana Nicklean, who is amazing. She's Erica out of Fair City, and she's a brilliant actress, and she's really, really class.
And Bicycle Thieves Pumped Up features at this year's Galway Film Fla, which is July 20th, 25th. I'm presuming you're not coming home for it, are you?
I can't. It's so unfortunate. Because they're doing a physical screening in Fadderburk Park, and that's going to be on 6 p.m. on the Thursday, the 22nd. But I am doing an online watch along for people that can't make it to Galway, and that's at 8 p.m. Yeah, so it's like, look, I won't be able to have a pint with my friends, but I'll be able to tweet along and watch. And it's the second best thing, isn't it?
And so Roxana plays the part of Mags. She delivers pizza on a bike. You're the person who owns the pizza restaurant. Well, it's a truck of sorts, and you have a Dublin accent. And this, we just have a little clip.
What do you think of it, Ray?
I'm still thinking about it.
Me too. It was a choice. Let's say that it was a choice.
Yeah. If you rang me and you talked to me down the phone, I'd be very afraid. Anyway, so this is where Mags goes back to her flat, and she's telling her flatmates that her bike has been robbed.
Do you have any garlic tip for us? It's just that we ordered garlic dip for the crusts.
It's coming.
The bike is gone.
Oh, was your bike parked there? That's gone, man.
How am I supposed to get around and walk around on my legs like some kind of walk girl?
You could take the bus.
How am I supposed to get around? I'm some sort of walk girl.
That's it, and that's the pain. That's the pain. Like, I've had my bike stolen before, and like, there's no pain like it, right? You know, it's just like, what am I going to do now? And you're cursing the person that stole it, and you're like, I have to get a bus now. When you have a bike, you have freedom.
Yes,
you really do.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like a, and Dublin is a great place to cycle around with the canals and everything like that, and because it's so small, like you genuinely, when you have a bike and you're in Dublin, you feel like you have the whole freedom of the city underneath you.
And of course, it's
that
a great.
Was very
it's,
sincere, wasn't it was. It,
it's a great place to rob a bike as well, and the numbers are very high. Do you when you're back in Dublin? This is what I do, because I had a bike stolen years ago as well. And it could be 10, 15 years on, and I'm still looking to see if I can see it. You know what I mean? Some guy passed me by in a black bike. Yeah. And I'm going, is that it? And I don't know what's going to happen if I spot it. Do I give chase or what do I do?
It's like thinking about an ex. You're like, they left someone better. Like, they can't be treating that bike as good as I treated them. And I had names for my bike, and I've been, my bike was called Judge Jude of Shindlin. And my first bike got robbed, and it was very nondescript. And the second, when I got my second bike, I made it the most girlish looking bike in the world. I had ribbons on it, pom poms, it looked like a float. It looked like a float in a parade. And that wasn't because I'm eccentric. I'm eccentric anyway, Ray, but I'm also crime conscious. And I thought, if any person wants to rob that bike and have their street credibility, it's not going to, it's not going to exist.
Brilliant.
Called Judy. That's it.
there's a tip. Top tip from Alison Spittle today. If you don't want your bike robbed, pimp it up with tassels and all sorts of things. Alison, great talking to you. Mind yourself. Bicycle Thieves Pumped Up is part of the Galway Film Flash. See you, Alison. Bye. That's it from us as well. Sarah McInerney is on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.